leader!
Order, order.
The first question time of the year began with a patsy for the finance minister from one of his own National Party backbenchers, Jonathan Young.
What recent reports has he received on employment in New Zealand?
Aimed at bringing out the latest job statistics, the question was answered for Bill English by his cabinet colleague, Stephen Joyce.
Last week, Statistics New Zealand released the labour market data for the December quarter of 2015. It showed that New Zealand's unemployment rate had fallen to 5.3%, with 175,000 additional jobs created over the last 3 years. That means New Zealand has the 10th lowest unemployment rate in the OECD, but that doesn't tell the full story.
Keen to agree with that, Labour's shadow finance spokesman offered another side to the story.
Supplementary question, Grant Robertson.
Is it correct that the Household Labour Force survey shows that the labour force participation rate is lower by nearly 1% over the last year? That's 61,000 more people who have opted out of the labour market, six times larger than the fall in unemployment during the same period.
Mr. Joyce admitted the participation rate had fallen.
I talked to Statistics New Zealand about that, so listen, you might learn something. 50% of that is people retiring. 50% of it is people retiring. Now, the member may like to take the view that people shouldn't be allowed to retire.
Stephen Joyce is also the Minister for Tertiary Education, Skills and Employment and became the subject of this question for his Prime Minister John Key from opposition leader Andrew Little.
Does he have confidence in the Minister of Tertiary Education, Skills and Employment in light of student loan debt being set to pass $15 billion this year?
Speaker.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Yes, I do have confidence in the Minister, who's doing an excellent job improving results in the tertiary sector.
Mr. Key then faced another question from Andrew Little.
Where does he get off laughing at New Zealanders who want better access to education when his Bachelor of Commerce degree, which today would cost $18,000, was free? Bill English's Bachelor of Commerce and BA in English Literature, worth $24,000 today, was free, and Stephen Joyce's 21-year epic zoology degree worth $19,000 today was also free.
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Speaker, the only thing I'm laughing at is the Labour Party.
Order. The level of interjections mean I now can't hear the answer.
And we're out of time because here's Rhys Lyon with his report from the committee rooms.
The Social Services Committee was warned by a building industry representative of potential safety risks arising from a bill that would require mandatory smoke alarms and insulation for rental properties. Building Industry Federation board member Tony Teao said the intent of the bill was commendable, but not its possible side effects.
What confuses me and my industry colleagues somewhat is, on one hand, the regulations are intended to save lives, and on the other hand, you know, are basically endangering people unnecessarily.
Tony Teao was specifically concerned about risks posed by aluminium foil insulation.
Potential introduction of foil products, we're putting both the tenant, the landlord, and anyone the landlord may employ to do the insulation at risk.
Mr. Teao explained how.
If you've stapled through a cable, you turn the power on, you've electrified the whole underfloor.
The foil insulation electrical problem was found to have caused electrocutions in Australia, which had in part led to a Royal Commission of Inquiry.
And with the Royal Commission in Australia, they found that when they went and did an audit of 50,000 of the 900,000 they installed, 7.6% were deemed unsafe, where they put foil, and 17-odd% failed to meet the standards.
Mr. Teao advocated the use of safer insulation products.
We would recommend that the regulations stipulate a type of insulation. There is a wide range of brands appraised commercially and acceptable products already on the market. We need to make sure that we put in products that are safe and that there's as much guidance as possible around the safe installation of insulation.
Building Industry Federation board member Tony Teao with that submission on the Residential Tenancies Amendment Bill, which is due to be reported back to the House by June the 6th.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is made with funding from Parliament.